The Traveler's Journal, February 7th. Doing the Drakensbergs. South Africa has seen many changes since apartheid's end, and many foreign travelers have arrived anxious to discover this splendid land. Most tour Cape Town, the Zulu battlefields, the game parks, and rhino preserves. Relatively few find their way to the Drakensbergs, the range of mountains that curl 700 miles along Africa's southeast coast. In Afrikaans, Drakensberg means Dragon's Mountain, an apt description for these 10,000-foot-high basalt battlements that separate the coastal plain from Africa's endless interior plateaus. Rather than having been raised by tectonic collision, these rocky sentinels are all that remain after the earth around them eroded away. A domain of steep cliffs, green fields, gaudy wildflowers, and quixotic weather, the Drakensbergs were the inspiration of the Middle Earth, imagined by one of the area's more illustrious natives. J.R.R. Tolkien used them as the setting for his Lord of the Rings trilogy, although the actual filming for the hit movie took place in New Zealand. In addition to their scenic splendors, these mountains contain thousands of Stone Age paintings. Hikers commonly discover still colorful renderings of cavorting antelope or Giacometti-like stick figures. Depending on their stamina and desire, visitors can take strenuous hikes, leisurely walks, or horseback treks on trails that lead up and through eucalyptus forests, past waterfalls, to yet another superb vista. The most popular destination is the Royal Natal National Park. Giant's Castle and the Caves of Nedima Gorge are other attractions. You'll find South African resources on our website, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.